Hi, you're listening to the Mutual Audio Network. And no, we're not trying to sell you anything.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences. You can sit down, enjoy the show, and just anyone can watch it, including your dog.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
The date is Wednesday, December 16th, the year 1903. The place is Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The two gentlemen standing overlooking the sand are Wilbur and Orville Wright, the pioneers of flight. We join them the night before they are to soar into the history books.
Well, tomorrow's the day, Orville.
It sure is, Wilbur.
We came close on Monday, Orville. We'll do it again tomorrow.
I know we will.
You wanna flip to see who gets the pilot, Orville?
Sure, call it in the air.
Heads.
Tails it is.
Ah, well, then good luck, my brother.
Thanks, Wilbur. Hey, you didn't cheat, did you? Are you sure that you're not just afraid to fly?
Oh, no, not at all. First of all, you flipped the coin, and second, flying is statistically the safest way to travel.
You got me there. Anyway, let's go take one last look at the plane before we get to bed.
Had the two brothers lingered just a few minutes more, they would have been overjoyed to witness the fruits of their labor, as, with a crack of thunder, a sinister black ship appeared out of nowhere and landed behind a sand dune. Their joy would have quickly diminished, however, when they met the occupants of the ship, for this was the ship of the evil Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget.
Here we are, Fidget. Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Tomorrow, on this very beach, the Wright brothers will achieve the first controlled, sustained flight in a heavier-than-air craft.
We shall find the Wright brothers, Fidget, and I will offer my services as a doctor to them, just in case. Well, of course I'm a doctor. I created my own correspondence course and got my PhD from there. No, I never got my doctorate from University of Saddle River. I had an entire unit to go, and my choices were a swimming class or music appreciation, and there was no way I was going to take either of those. Anyway, once we get in good with the Wright brothers, we'll find something off the plane to swipe and bring into the future and sell on eBay. Let's go find out where they're hanging out and offer my services.
As these two conniving criminals slink off into the inky blackness, let's turn our attention to the ship of our heroes, Dr. Floyd, who, along with his protege, Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion, Chips, are streaking through the time and space stream, chasing after Dr. Steve and Fidget.
Dr. Floyd! Chips has located Dr. Steve and Fidget! They've landed on a beach in North Carolina in December of 1903!
December of 1903? Oh no! We must get there immediately, Dr. Grant! Plot a course for the Wright House!
But Dr. Floyd, how will I know which house is right?
No, Dr. Grant, the Wright House!
And that's what I'm asking! How will I know which one is the Wright House?
For the protege of the world's most brilliant scientist, you sure aren't very smart, Dr. Grant. We need to find the location of Wilbur and Orville Wright. I'm afraid Dr. Steve is going to tamper with the first controlled sustained flight in a heavier-than-air craft.
Oh no, that could be terrible! We'd better plot a course to the Wright House then, don't you think?
Yes, Einstein, that's a terrific idea. Now do it!
As Dr. Floyd and his crew make their way to 1903, let's go catch up with Dr. Steve, who is now talking to the Wright brothers themselves.
So you see, gentlemen, you should probably have a doctor on hand, just in case.
That's probably not a bad idea, Dr.
Steve, Dr. Steve.
Yeah, better safe than sorry. You should just hang out anyway. Tomorrow, we make history.
Oh, I'm 100% positive you will, gentlemen. And once I steal part of the plane to sell on eBay, we'll be rich, Fidget.
Huh? What was that?
Oh, nothing. Just an aside to my partner here. Nothing important.
That little guy looks sort of sock-shaped.
What did he say?
Oh, nothing. He's just my, my dog. Those were just barks. Sit, boy, sit. Good dog. Anyway, as I was saying, in just a few short hours, the world will know all about this magnificent flying machine.
Well, we hope that's not all they know about, right, Orville?
You are correct, Wilbur. We hope tomorrow the world will know about our nuts.
Your nuts? I'm not following.
You see, our first true love is growing peanuts. We haven't had very much luck selling them, though.
That's right. We want people to be able to eat our peanuts everywhere. It didn't work out so well with the bikes.
Yeah, it's hard to shell a peanut on a bike, but with these planes, people will be able to sit back and enjoy a big bag of Wright Brothers peanuts while they get from here to there.
In fact, as the inventors of the plane, we may require that peanuts are on board every plane ever made.
I see, so this is basically just a promotional stunt?
Basically, yes.
Well, Dr. Steve, it's time to hit the hay. Tomorrow we take to the skies and the world will know all about our nuts.
Yes, good luck with that. And tomorrow, Fidget, we become rich.
What was that?
Nothing.
Another aside?
See you in the morning, gentlemen.
Dr. Steve is plotting
plotting on stealing a part of the Wright brothers' famous flyer. Will he be successful, and what will it do to the first flight? Will Dr. Floyd and his gang get to Kitty Hawk in time to prevent Dr. Steve's evil plan? Will the world ever know the wonders of the Wright brothers' nuts? Find out next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!